friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a book called The Christmas Cat, and it's by Marianne McDonald, and it has a cute little baby with a cute little kitty on the cover. And although you are very allergic to them, I have a little boy here who loves kitty cats, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This little kitty cat reminds me of your stuffed animal kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post a picture of it on my Instagram, friends, so you can see how cute this kitty is. He's so cute. Let's do this. Oh, it's read today by Mommy and Plop?
Philip.
Oh, you're just Philip today. Okay. Here we go. Jesus was beautiful, like all babies. And like all babies, he cried. The night he was born, nothing Mary did could comfort him. She wrapped him in a warm blanket. She fed him. She rocked him. Still, he kept on crying. Every animal in the stable tried, in turn, to soothe him. Doves fluttered down from the rafters, settling on the creaky stable door. They cooed and cooed, but they could not stop the baby from crying. Do you want to try cooing?
Coo, 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 coo.
The cow mooed low, as she had done for her very own calf. But Jesus cried still louder. Can you say moo?
Mm-hmm.
Moo. The donkey brayed a lullaby. But that made Jesus cry loudest of all. Do you know what donkeys sound like? Hee-haw. Hee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
Very loud. Then a curious kitten crept out of the shadows. Step by careful step, he edged toward Jesus. Reaching Mary's feet, he crouched, wiggled his back, and pounced lightly onto her lap, rubbing his tiny nose against the back of Mary's hand. The kitten showed that he too wanted his turn to soothe the baby. Mary opened her shawl. The kitten edged in and nuzzled Jesus' neck. Then he began to purr, a calm, contented purr that came from deep inside. Purr. Purr, purr, purr. We are a good purr. Jesus' tiny hand touched the kitten, and his crying grew softer and softer and softer. Soon it stopped. The purring faded away too, and in the blessed silence that followed, every tired creature in the stable was soon sleeping soundly in the starlight. The babies grew close as two creatures can be. Before long, the kitten became a cat. Jesus watched him as he chased butterflies in the tall grass and climbed high in the fig tree. And when Mary put Jesus down to rest in his cradle, it was the cat's turn to watch over the baby and purr him to sleep. One day, an angel came to warn Joseph that terrible King Herod was looking for the baby Jesus. Jealous Herod had heard rumors about Jesus, that this baby would one day be king. So Herod's soldiers, the angel said, were racing towards Bethlehem, hoping to find baby Jesus and destroy him. To escape, the little family would have to flee on their donkey into Egypt right away. It would be the safest to travel quietly at night, in the darkness, when the soldiers could not see them.
"Hurry, Mary," said Joseph. "We must leave now, this very night."
Rushing, Mary and Joseph packed and loaded what little they could on their donkey.
"Where's Jesus's cat?" Mary asked, just before the sun went down. "We must find him."
So Mary and Joseph combed through the tall grass, searched the shadows near the fire, and looked high in the branches of the fig tree, but the cat was nowhere to be found.
"We can't leave him behind," cried Mary.
"We must," said Joseph. "It's too dangerous to stay here even one day longer."
So just as the sun set on the hills behind Bethlehem, the little family set off on their journey. The desert air was chilly. Mary held Jesus close, hoping the rocking gait of the donkey would lull him to sleep. But Jesus needed his cat. He clenched his small fists and screamed. Although, friends, I want to pause right really quick to point out that Philip has noticed something in the picture. What have you noticed?
The cat is in the basket.
On the donkey, we have Mary holding Jesus. And then there's all of their things in bags and bundles and baskets around them. And in one of the baskets, it sure does look like there's a cute little pair of ears popping up. Let's see what happens. Campfires glowed on the hill near the nearby hillside where Herod's soldiers sheltering there with their swords. What would they do if they heard Jesus's cry?
"I wish the cat was with us," Mary whispered to Joseph, but Joseph only nodded, his eyes constantly scanning the horizon.
But the cat was with them after all. To make sure he wasn't left behind, he had hidden in the basket tied to the donkey's warm flank. Do you know what a flank is?
Mm-mm.
It's one of his legs, his back leg. When he heard Jesus crying, he woke up and began to wail. Jesus shrieked with delight, reaching toward the basket with chubby arms. With one strong leap, the cat jumped into them. "Shh," whispered Mary as she cuddled the squirming, kicking, loving best friends together. When at last the two settled down, the cat began to purr. The rhythmic rumbling, as always, soothed the baby, and Jesus fell sound asleep.
The kitten, the kitten, went like this, meow, and meow, meow.
Yes, it's fun to use your imaginations and wonder what sounds that cat might have made if there was a cat. I think it's a very fun story. Let's see what happens. Inside Mary's shawl, he and his pet curled closer together, keeping each other warm as the donkey carried them far from Herod's soldiers and their awful swords, away to the safe land of Egypt. Love had saved them. The cat loved the baby Jesus as only a child's cat can, and Jesus loved him back as only a cat's child can.
for all of the cats and all of the children everywhere. They were meant for each other from the very first Christmas night in the bright starlight. And that is the end of the story. But there's a note here by the author. This story was illustrated by a woman named Amy June Bates. And the author says that Leonardo da Vinci loved to draw La Madonna del Gatto, or the Madonna of the Cat. And Madonna here refers to Mary, the mother of Jesus. So this man, Leonardo da Vinci, he was a famous artist, and he did a bunch of artwork. He made many drawings of her in 1480 and in 1481. And in the drawings, the chubby child of Jesus is depicted holding or stroking or playing with a cat. So the legend tells about a cat living in the stable in Bethlehem who purred Jesus to sleep the night that he was born. And if this were true, the cat might have become Jesus' pet. Meeting as they did that Christmas, the two might have had a special bond. We don't know because we were not there. But it's fun to use your imagination, isn't it?
The end.
The end.